Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Around 80 firefighters are monitoring the Perth Hills fire, which remains contained and under control. The cause has now been declared as accidental, with authorities blaming an escaped campfire. While the alert level has been downgraded this afternoon to an advice, covering parts of Red Hill, Millenden, Hoon Hill and Baskerville. It says a 32-year-old man and a 36-year-old woman face a string of charges over a series of deliberately lit fires in Perth's southern suburbs. 15 blazes were started between last month and this month in Wellard, Parmelia, Callista, The Spectacles and Leda. A fallen basketball star has been sentenced to 8 years in prison over two violent sexual assaults. Former Perth Wildcats player Kendall Tiny Pinder has been jailed by a Sydney court after pleading guilty to two charges. Public school teachers could stage a half-day strike as they fight for a better pay packet. At this stage, it may go ahead on the morning of April 23 if there's no deal by the 19th. If it does happen, it'll mark a significant escalation in their dispute with the state government. It's hoped additional apprenticeships in the building and construction industry will help get homes built across WA sooner. More than $21 million is being set aside to create 150 spots. Premier Roger Cook says it'll mean more organisations will be able to take on younger workers free of charge.
We know that getting these young people onto the work sites, on the job, increases the capacity for us to continue to bring more houses onto the market.
In sport, day one of the Sheffield Shield final has wrapped up at the Wacker. WA is sitting on 8 for 325 at stumps. Play against Tasmania resumes tomorrow. And Andrew Gaff is a chance to play for West Coast this weekend, despite being dropped to the waffle due to poor form. He's been named on the interchange list, while Jermaine Jones will replace injured co-captain Oscar Allen for the Giants clash on Sunday. We've also got an update on Elijah Hewitt's foot injury. He will have to get surgery, ruling him out until around the mid-season bye.